Rocking out to the same music 24/7 would bother most people. A university study shows aphid predators aren't wild about it either. On Successful Farming Radio. Brought to you by the new True Choice offer. Buy Pioneer brand seed, earn Corteva cash. Ask your Pioneer sales representative or a crop protection retailer about True Choice.
It takes a degree in electronics just to work on your truck. You have to boot up 3 monitors to start planting. And watching TV? Well, that requires 4 different remotes. Yep, it's not the best time for people who enjoy simple. But we're doing our part to change that. Corteva AgriScience, the agriculture division of DowDuPont, introduces the all-new True Choice offer. Now, this is simple. When you buy Pioneer brand seed, you earn Corteva cash that's immediately available for you to redeem at your crop protection retailer. Use that Corteva cash on more than 100 crop protection products. That's it. No waiting for a rebate, no digital fingerprinting necessary. Just a straightforward offer in an overly complicated world. Ask your local Pioneer sales representative or your crop protection retailer about True Choice. New, simple, now.
If you listen to this for hours on end, would it bother you? Brandon Barton is an assistant professor of biological sciences at Mississippi State University. He and his students blasted AC/DC's Back in Black album at soybean plants for 2 straight weeks to see if noise pollution had an impact on plant growth. It didn't. They also tried it with aphids on the plants. No difference in the number of aphids or in plant biomass either. Then, they decided to see how lady beetles would handle the noise while munching on the aphids.
When there was no sound, the lady beetles did their job. They ate those aphids, controlled the pest. This is all in soybean, so the soybean plant biomass was great and, you know, really strong plants. But when we blasted them with that AC/DC, something was happening. Those aphids were increasing in abundance, so the lady beetles weren't doing their job.
Was it the lyrics they didn't like?
We've joked and speculated. Maybe they're rocking out too hard, so they're not feeding. Maybe they are disturbed and stressed by the pounding bass or high guitar sounds. We don't really know what's going on, but something's causing these lady beetles to sort of freak out. They don't eat as many aphids when they're being exposed to these sounds. And that includes jackhammers and street noise and airplanes. And so it seems to be generalizable that human sounds are doing something to these predators and making them less effective.
Barton says this experiment shows that when the environment is changed for one species, it directly affects another species. I'm Jody Henke. Read more about the AC/DC experiment at agriculture.com.